Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. Raise your hand if you walk away from the holidays with gifts you cannot wait to recycle or re-gift or maybe toss into the forgotten pile of whatnots. Oh, yeah, here we are again. Tis the season of overwhelm. And since we live in a culture of shopping and buying deals, I felt like I needed to get in here because you know I'm in the business of peddling hope. So perk up, weary shopper. This year, let's not add to the global trash crisis by giving shitty gifts. That's our pledge. No shitty gifts. No shitty gifts. Instead, let's give gifts that are useful and celebrate your connection with the receiver. No matter if it's the extended family gift exchange or the white elephant at your office party, or maybe it's the perfect anytime gift for the cannabis lover in your life, I've got your holiday shopping list covered, Jopra style. I present to you Joe's Favorite Things. Today on Joe's Favorite Things, we're getting this holiday party started in the kitchen. Like most parties, duh. I'm bringing you gift recommendations for the curious cooks and veggie gardeners in your life. As a writer and storyteller, I love giving and receiving books. And I've stumbled onto some really fun and useful ones that I keep stocked in my pantry. I think we all have a cannabis-loving friend, family member, or coworker who loves cooking with cannabis, or at least they like baking edibles. But they don't necessarily have that dosing down to a science, and it's probably been problematic on occasion. Trust me, I've been there, done that. The kitchen is one of my favorite creative portals. The first time I made canna butter, it was my infamous Joycey Bear cookies, and they sent about a dozen of my friends, and myself included, straight to the fucking moon. It was a shroom-like psychedelic trip for all of us, and a very important potency lesson for me. With lots of experimenting in the kitchen, I eventually found my sweet spot, and your favorite baker can too. I'm willing to bet everyone will thank you for gifting them Edibles, Small Bites for the Modern Cannabis Kitchen, a book by Stephanie Hua, the founder of Mellows, a gourmet cannabis marshmallow company in San Francisco. Stephanie collaborated with award-winning cannabis chef Corrine Carroll. Together, these ladies produced 30 low-dose recipes from sweet to savory, so it's not only for those bakers, and it's intended for a casually baked experience. Edibles isn't just a beautiful cookbook. It's also a cannabis cooking 101 guide, exploring the basics of bud and charting out the therapeutic benefits of various cannabinoids and terpenes. The book includes a dosage calculator and offers infusion tips and cooking techniques to make the most of your cannabis-infused efforts. Edibles, Small Bites for the Modern Cannabis Kitchen, retails for $19.95, so it's within budget of most of your holiday gift exchanges. And even better, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Another book I'm in love with is The Farmhouse Culture Guide to Fermenting. Farmhouse Culture is a leader in probiotic foods and beverages, focusing on organic ingredients and expert fermentation techniques. The Guide to Fermenting was created by mother and son duo Catherine Lucas and Shane Peterson. If you're even halfway paying attention, then you understand that maintaining a healthy gut is a game changer for your overall wellness. Fermented and live culture foods are beloved for their bold and layered flavors, as well as their benefits for gut health and boosting immunity. I met Catherine and Lucas through Candlelight Club, a community event here in the East Bay. They are making it easy and enjoyable for you to get your daily dose of gut-healthy probiotics, along with the nutritional bonus of organic vegetables. In this book, they do a deep dive into the history, health information, and safest methods for preserving, along with 100 recipes for krauts and pickles, kimchi, fermented veggies, hot sauces, preserved fruits and jams, kombucha, and even hard ciders and mead. This is the perfect gift for the home gardener or health nut in your life. Eat all you can and then pickle the rest. I know you know someone in your life that needs a hobby. This book will give them one. Turn Aunt Cindy or Larry from accounting into a home fermenter. I bet they'll share their loot, and boom, another gift that keeps on giving. The Farmhouse Culture Guide to Fermenting is available everywhere books are sold. The hardback retails for $35, but I've seen it sold online for less, and I don't even have to tell you where. So it's budget and belly conscious. See what I did there? Listen, if I save you time and money or I add value to your day, consider becoming a podcast patron. You can learn more at patreon.com/casuallybaked. That's patreon.com/casuallybaked. Happy shopping. This Casually Baked podcast bonus series was created and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. Puff, puff, pass it on.